Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by FranVest International, Inc.
Welcome back to Food Fight Radio, and I'm your host, Claire Katz. Chef Marcus has been giving me the stink face over the commercial break on our next topic I introduced, which is that vegetarians are spoiling the planet. And I think I said vegans.
I think you said vegans.
Before. I don't mean vegans. I mean vegetarians.
Okay.
Yeah, vegetarians are spoiling the planet.
I'm curious about this.
I have three words for you, buddy. Land use efficiency.
Like cemeteries?
Sort of. Except it's more food related.
Okay.
Yeah. We're not talking about what vegetarians do after they die or where they're stored,
mm-hmm.
although I think that, generally speaking, they probably prefer to be segregated from the dead meat-eating people. What they have to have their own side of the cemetery is where you put the veggie eaters, and then the other side, what, no, they don't do that?
I don't think so.
They're not segregating all that stuff?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, in real life, there's something called land use efficiency. And what it is a study of how much land people's diets use.
Got it.
Yeah. So it turns out that a low-fat vegetarian diet is efficient in terms of how much land is needed to support it. But adding some dairy products and a limited amount of meat increases this efficiency. And it's basically because a moderate fat plant based diet with a little meat and dairy technically uses a bit more land than the all vegetarian diet, but it feeds more people. The amount of land that you're growing the animals on.
Mm-hmm.
So it uses a little bit more land because, you know, the cows need
room
air.
To frolic.
They need room to frolic. And the chickens obviously need some space to make them like organic chickens. They have to have, you know, things to run around and eat some grass and peck at some earthworms. It does use a lot of land,
mm-hmm.
and that will be an argument, but it feeds more people that way. And so if your diet is strictly vegetarian.
Like vegan or vegetarian?
Like vegetarian.
Okay.
Yeah. Then you're using like more veggies, and the way the land is being used is less efficient. So you are actually taking up more space.
Now, what is this breakdown? Like, how many people? Like, is this like a small commune, or is this like hundreds of thousands of people?
We're talking about the type of food that gets cultivated and sent into grocery stores.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not talking about growing your own stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, we're talking about the main line fruits and veggies and meats and eggs and butter and milk and
for mass
and stuff for mass amounts of people. Most people, at least in this country, get their food at a grocery store. So this is the kind of stuff that's been trucked in. It comes in from other states, and some of those states are nothing but farmland,
mm-hmm.
where all this food is made and then is sent to the store. And, you know, people buy it. They live on it for a while. And the vegetarian diet, it takes more vegetables out of a piece of that land.
Mm-hmm.
And it means that you're wasting land.
Got it.
By not adding a small amount of dairy and a small amount of meat, because it adds so much protein and calories, you can eat less vegetables.
Mm-hmm, if you're taking meat,
because you're it's a small amount of meat and dairy that replaces a large amount of vegetables.
Okay, now what about a vegetarian diet? Is that land efficient?
No.
No.
No, it isn't. It's I'm not sure that there are any studies done on how much land an Atkins diet uses, and that's because a lot of the things that people will kind of live on when they're on the Atkins diet, I've seen someone eat a whole big bag of peanuts, and that was lunch.
Hmm.
Kind of hard to do the math on that one.
It's
because, well, the rule is that you can eat whatever you want as long as it doesn't have any carbs in it. No carbs.
No carbs.
You may have zero carbs.
That's
weird. In the course of a day, you may not consume a carb.
That would
A gummy vitamin has a couple of carbs in it. A
cup of coffee has carbs in it.
Yeah, you can't eat anything.
That's horrible.
Yeah, and I mean, I've actually seen this right in front of my own eyes, and a bag of peanuts for lunch.
Don't these have carbs? They're veggies.
No, just fat.
Just fat.
Just fat and calories, a little bit of healthy oil, because peanut oil is pretty good for you. It's got some omegas and stuff in there, but that's all you eat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and hey, bacon. You would start to sweat bacon after a while. If you're going to eat enough bacon to be really full.
People on the Atkins diet kind of smell funny.
Yeah, and I think they also have really bad halitosis.
Yes.
Which, for those of you out there that, you know, aren't word-of-the-day nerds, that's bad breath.
Yeah.
It's clinical bad breath. I mean, clinical. It's you can offend people mm-hmm. with this kind of
you,
thing.
You can't brush that away.
It travels.
Yeah.
You need medication if you have halitosis. You don't just need a good gargle.
No.
I mean, there's something wrong in your life, in your mind, in your diet. You are doing something wrong that is creating this smell to be emanating from you. It's not being created by your mouth.
No.
It's being created by your guts.
By your system. Yeah.
Your body is putting this out, and the mouth is like its logical outlet. You know?
Yeah. So, land efficiency. Getting back on topic. So, you're saying people that have a well-balanced diet are better land efficient?
Yeah. We use less land.
Use less land.
So, anyone that is a strict vegetarian, you're using too much land. If everyone in the U.S. became a vegetarian, there wouldn't be enough food to feed everyone.
Mm.
So, basically, people who have a moderate diet, just a diet, a use-your-brain mm-hmm. diet, basically. Extremes are bad. We know that.
Yeah, if you live off cheeseburgers and french fries, you're on the other side of the spectrum.
That's the other side. That's where you're not eating a vegetable. You know, like you'll go through an entire day and you won't eat one single vegetable.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done that.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I mean, I know you don't do that.
No.
Because you need to care for your wife and child, and they're both vegan. So you're going to sort of inherently wind up eating a lot more vegetables than an average person. But you do eat meat, and you do eat dairy.
Yes.
You know, and I do know that it's not something where you're enforcing in your house, and neither is your wife, and neither is your child, only eating nothing but vegan food.
Yeah.
Because I know that every once in a while, there's regular dairy, mm-hmm. sometimes a little piece of chicken winds up going in there. And it's, you know, you want your body to be used to that kind of stuff.
We want her to make the choice when she wants it. We don't want to force it on her.
It's like educating people about many different religions when they're little.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they grow up, you know, they're going to kind of pick the one that they really like. Unless, of course, you're Jewish, in which case, hey, guess what? You're Jewish. So, but people do have the ability to choose.
Yeah, exactly.
And with the diet and the kind of stuff that they want to take into their bodies, the same thing. I think people should be educating their children about how much extra land a vegetarian diet uses. Therefore, look into the future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a few generations from now, there might not be enough land if there's too many vegetarians. Not that I believe there's much of a run of a risk of having that many people become vegetarians. All I'm saying is I want those vegetarians that are out there to feel bad.
Got it.
They should feel bad because they're using more land.
Now, what is, since it's not vegan, what is a vegetarian diet?
A vegetarian is someone who eats animal products,
mm-hmm.
but does not eat the meat of anything that has a face.
Okay, so like dairy, butter, eggs, okay.
Milk, things that are made from animals.
Got it.
But aren't made through the killing of an animal.
Got it.
Yeah, like you're milking the cow, but you're not eating it.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking the eggs of the chicken, but you're not eating it. But that's, I don't know, there's people who have a moral problem with that one because an egg is it kind of a baby chicken?
No, not unless it's fertilized.
But there are a lot of people who think that it is. I mean, it's an unfertilized ball of something that has the potential to become a chicken. But, I mean, basically, it's just a ball of protein.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're good for you. And they're not chickens.
I think it's one of the, not perfect foods, but most, like, I can eat it without feeling guilty because it's pretty much, to the chicken, garbage.
In that case, everything is a perfect food for me. I eat everything and I never feel guilty about it. I mean, that includes foie gras.
And chocolate brownies? Or chocolate cupcakes?
Followed by foie gras.
No.
I'll have a foie gras appetizer.
And then a chocolate cupcake stuffed with foie gras.
Something endangered for my main entree. And then after that, a ridiculous chocolate cupcake.
I would like a dolphin filet.
You know, I would try it. I would try it. If someone had prepared a gourmet dolphin dinner and put it in front of me,
mm-hmm.
I'd probably try it.
I bet it tastes like pork.
It probably tastes exactly like pork or chicken. It probably doesn't really taste very fishy.
No.
There's a lot
they're
of kind
fish,
of...
They're mammals.
They seem like they'd be kind of rubbery, though, don't they?
They just have that really tough leathery skin.
Well, like shark. I mean, I've had shark, and it's not... I don't like it, actually.
No.
You know, maybe it's that same whole predatory thing where animals that eat meat
mm-hmm.
aren't generally very tasty.
God.
Animals that eat grass and shrubbery and you know, organic vegetable type things, digging up roots, eating those kinds of things out of the ground, even bugs and worms. Chickens taste good. They live on bugs and worms.
Yes.
You know, in a lot of cases. The real natural free-roaming ones, free-range, they eat a ton of bugs.
Oh, yeah. If the yolk's really dark, reddish almost. Like, not red speck, but like
that's
orange,
a bug-fed chicken.
That's a bug-fed chicken.
That's a happy chicken.
Oh, yeah.
and their eggs are happy too.
Yay.
Or at least they would be if they actually turned into a chicken. So, yeah, you vegetarians out there, get with it. Go on a Google. Google land use efficiency. Look it up. See what you're doing to the planet. Mm-hmm. And within another generation or so, there should be less of you. They're, well, you know, if they're not having kids, there'll be less of them. But they should try to eat a little bit of the animal products. Mm-hmm. And maybe every once in a while, guys, what's wrong with a piece of chicken? Come on. The chickens that are really kind of bred and sold these days for human consumption, they're barely alive. I mean, they're basically like little agnots. I mean, they're just, they don't even have faces or beaks half the time.
Me not want to eat one actually right now.
Well, okay. Well, you don't have to eat it. You can give it to me. You're used to me stealing your lunch anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
But just check it out. You know, and the reason why a lot of people become vegetarians is because they can't handle what the animals go through.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes a moral thing. They don't have a problem with the fact that the meat is good for them or is full of protein or
they
keeps their bodies nourished.
Torture. Yeah, they don't want to eat tortured.
They don't want to eat tortured meat from some animal that had a horrible life and then was killed brutally.
Yeah.
They feel bad.
Yes.
But, you know, they're being milked. Is being milked a pleasant experience?
Oh, no, not the way they do it.
Because I've seen this on TV. It looks like they're hooked up to a weird machine.
That will pull out pus and blood. In the milk. Yes.
That's really nasty.
That's true, though. I mean, there's slightly less than 1%.
Well,
of
they
pus.
Cook it, they yeah. heat it up, all that stuff.
I mean, what is milk besides thin pus, anyways?
That's even nastier. Why are you telling me stuff like that? How am I supposed to go enjoy my cereal when you're telling
juice.
Me that it's got.
Have you ever had cereal with juice?
I have, and everyone has. It's because you run out of milk and you're really in the mood for a bowl of Cheerios. I have had Cheerios and grape juice.
I like it, actually.
It's gross. Why would you?
I had it with pineapple juice, and it was a lot of fun. Cornflakes and pineapple juice.
Very nasty.
I know. I loved it. I don't use fake milk.
You water down yogurt and have it resemble something that's sort of milkish?
Yes.
Because it seems like you
Kefir,
should be
right?
able to.
Isn't that what kefir is?
Kefir. Yeah.
Kefir.
Very popular with a lot of other cultures. Americans don't generally eat it. It's like a smoothie type beverage.
Yeah.
Watered down yogurt.
Exactly.
Essentially. I think that would work in cereal.
There you go.
So if you're out of milk, folks, there's a lot of other stuff hanging around in the inside of your fridge that you can turn into something slightly milky. Apparently, you can also use avocados.
Yes.
To turn into something milky. I don't know, a turnip? Watered down, boiled down, turnip puree, mix it with water.
Too much work.
Yeah. You just grape juice, people.
Pureed banana.
And if you're really drunk enough, you'll have that cereal with whatever sort of liquid you can find.
You'll just drink it out of the box.
Coffee? You could have your cereal with coffee.
It'll wake
you up, and you get to have your breakfast cereal all at the same time. How efficient is that?
How efficient?
Talking about efficiency. There's a lot of different ways that you can make your eating habits more efficient, easier on the land, better for every American citizen.
Yeah.
Where's our American political music when we need it, though?
Ba, 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 ba,
no, I was thinking that, you know, the flute. The Yankee Doodle.
I can't do it.
Yankee Doodle? It's played with a flute. It's
very
American sounding. I know it uses a teeny tiny little piccolo type flute, but I've heard it.
Yes.
It's whenever anyone starts talking patriotic.
On TV.
They start play that. You know, so I should be in my colonel outfit. I need the epaulettes on the side. Folks, we need to become a little bit more American. And the best way to do that is to make sure Americans don't starve.
Exactly.
Right?
Feed everybody.
Feed everyone.
Land efficiency. No one should starve. Everyone should have all the nutrients and proteins they need.
And if you're not in a state as glorious as California.
Sucks to be you.
Yeah, that's really too bad. You know,
I really say that because they probably aren't listening right now. But
they probably aren't listening. I mean, we really don't reach that far.
No.
You know, we get up to just south of L.A.
There we go.
You know, and we'll have L.A. in its entirety as soon as I put a hit out on Neil Saavedra and his ridiculous Fork Report, and we start taking over that time slot.
All right,
because
now if something happens to him, people are going to look at
you. I know. You know, it's not that I want to physically hurt the man. I just want to rip the goatee off his face because it bothers me.
I heard it was fake, and he just applies it with super glue.
That's not fake. Really? That's fake?
He burnt his chin, and so he can't do it, and it has scarring, but the scars won't grow hairs. I'm actually making all this up right now.
That's just like what happened to Darth Vader.
Exactly.
And he should be wearing a helmet, too.
There we go.
Because then the public would not be affronted by his ridiculous face. Anyway, we're coming up from this next quick commercial break. We're going to be talking about Easter eggs. Easter is coming up. And we'll tell you, and by me, I mean Marcus, because this is really his area, which is coloring fancy eggs using only vegetables and stuff. It'll be so much ovaloid fun, you'll need to take a blood pressure pill just to calm down. This is Food Fight Radio on KCBQ.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine-In Tonight simplify your life, one meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious, gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata, roast beef with Dijon sauce, roasted red snapper, Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineinthenumber2night.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Charles Cole Jewelers delivers dreams, bringing the deepest wish glowingly to life. This is jewelry as unique and special as the dreams that create and desire. Charles Cole has an impressive history and extensive collection, including Hearts on Fire and gorgeous colored diamonds and gemstones. Charles Cole Jewelry will indulge even the most refined tastes. They invite you to visit their design showroom and production facility in Fashion Valley Mall and see for yourself how personal service and highest value are reasons why Charles Cole is San Diego's trusted advisor for all things jewelry. Ask them about their incredible risk-free custom work. Call Charles Cole Jewelers at 619-298-5655. That's 619-298-5655. Or online at charlescole.com. That's charlescole.com. Visit Charles Cole Jewelers in the Fashion Valley Mall for amazing jewelry that resonates, excites, and inspires. charlescole.com.
Welcome back to Food Fight Radio, and I'm your host, Claire Katz. A talk show that kicks all the other talk shows' butts in terms of sheer food nerdiness. And now on to the ovum arts. The nucleic nuttiness. The embryonic excitement, if you will. Enough?
Yes, please.
Wait, one more.
Oh, wait, no.
One more.
Okay.
The next segment will row your boat. Get it?
Yes.
Row?
Row.
Okay, that's enough. That's my last yoke. I know you love to color eggs.
Yes.
And you use only vegetables to do it.
Exactly. We've been doing this for a while now because we clean with vinegar and we don't like the way it smells. And plus, it's just fun. It's just neat. Really, it's just a geek factor. I mean, there's no real stance behind this. It's just a neat thing to do. So we have all these colors to color your eggs using vegetables. So again, let's go with the basics. Blue, canned blueberries, which is expensive, so don't use it. Grape juice. That's cheap. That's fine. But what I love to do is getting red cabbage leaves, boiling them, and then putting your now when coloring eggs, you're going to hard boil your eggs first, then cool them off, just like you normally would.
They have to be cool.
They don't
The rule of thumb here is that it's best if you boil them and then you cool them off afterward before you start coloring them?
Yeah.
Okay.
They can still be warm, but if your kids are doing it, you want to make sure they're warm, not hot. That's all.
Lukewarm.
Mm-hmm. If you're in a hurry. red cabbage, you boil the leaves, extract all the flower or the color, and then put the eggs in there, turn them blue. So we got gold, tamarack. Tamarack stains you all the time.
What about saffron?
Saffron's expensive.
But it makes such a pretty color.
Yes, but it's expensive.
I use turmeric.
Okay. red. Think of things that stain you all the time. Pomegranate juice, cherries, raspberries, beets. Cranberries juice.
Definitely beets.
Definitely beets.
Beets stain me all the time. I don't know about you.
Yeah, boil the beets, get all those juices in the liquid, and then just put the eggs in there, let them sit. That's an easy one.
What about tea?
Tea?
Tea just makes kind of an off-white or yellowy or kind of light brown color.
Actually, we do a brown or a beige, and that's the black tea. You put them in the black tea.
Or you could just get brown eggs.
You can just get brown eggs, but whatever. I mean, you're coloring them for fun.
Take some of the fun out of it for you, doesn't it?
If you want a, like a dark brown orange, or you use chili powder. You boil the chili powder with water and then sit them in there.
What about paprika? That's got such a lovely color.
Is paprika? I actually haven't played with paprika yet, but I bet the same thing.
What about ground sumac berries?
Ground sumac
Those are
berries.
A lovely maroon color.
I bet you that would be great.
That would probably work.
It's not so easily accessible. But yeah, I'm going to try the sumac. Actually, paprika turns them orange.
That could be cool.
Yes.
So you got the whole range of colors. You got the blue, you got the pink, you got the red.
We have violet violet blossoms, hibiscus tea, red onion skins boiled for a while, and of course, red wine. You just throw the eggs in red wine.
It's a real shame that the inside of the egg doesn't take on any of the flavors that you've used to color it.
I know. I agree 100%.
Now, what I like to do with eggs, and sometimes I get the little baby quail eggs, to do this is a great way to also eat them after you've hidden them and done the whole thing and collected them. Okay, well, they've only been outside for a little while. And, you know, you brush off the ants and then you eat it for lunch. It's you crackle the outside and then soak them in the coloring agent. And then what that does is after you peel them, they have this great, crazy, cracked look on the egg itself. It's a lot of fun to do that with quail eggs because they're teeny tiny little tea crackled eggs. And I guess you could do that with any of the colorings.
Yeah, yeah. Especially these ones like vinegar before, there'd be vinegar on it. And that might not be appealing to your kids. But now if you're doing it, you know, with pomegranate juice, you crack the egg, red wine, crack the egg, you get a little bit of that color and that flavor in there.
How much pomegranate juice do you have to mix in with the water to really get a good color?
You want to do about half and half to get a nice...
And that's pretty consistent all the way across the board?
Yes.
So half water, half juice of whatever.
Yeah.
And if you're using a spice to do the coloring, you want how much spice?
Like 2 cups of water to a tablespoon, maybe 2 tablespoons, depending on how deep you want that color.
And then how long do you simmer that for?
You simmer that until like the water... It's tough to say here and there. Like I do 10 minutes, but you really want the water to just get the color you want it to be. You want it to get
how
really
do you
dark.
Keep the eggs from bobbing at the top? Because that makes a funny color ring.
You turn them when they bob at the top.
So you got to kind of watch over this.
If you want.
If they pop up, you just take a stick and you go boop, right back down into the...
Or you turn a spoon cup side down onto the egg. So it's spooning the egg. And then you let it sit down.
That's so cute.
Aww.
Now, you're talking about for Easter, you've colored these eggs. And you've colored them all naturally with all vegetables. Your family is vegan, so do you not eat them?
We go to like a communal type of Easter egg hunt with a bunch of other families.
And you just—it's like BYOE.
Pretty much, you know. It's you know that or the church, and then
that's bring your own eggs, people.
Bring your eggs, and so we say, "Here are our eggs, Rachel. Don't find any of these."
Great, because that's just a rip roaring Easter good time.
Yeah, she gets the little ones filled.
You get to
candy.
Make a bunch of eggs, and you don't get to find any of them.
No, but she finds other people's eggs, the little ones full of candy or toys or whatever.
So much less responsible.
Oh.
To just get the candy ones. And let your kid eat the candy one.
Yeah.
So, vegan now, it's okay for your kid to eat candy and chocolate that she's found under a bush.
Yes.
But not okay for her to eat a nice protein-filled hard-boiled egg.
She gets one piece of candy a day if she remembers to ask for it. No more.
Wow. You're like an Uber dad.
We still have Easter candy from last year.
If you try to take candy away from one of my girls, you will wake up the following morning. Sans some body part, I swear. They're just real pushy and stubborn, and I have no idea where they get it.
I have no clue.
So coming up after this quick commercial break, I smell bacon. That's right. This is not a cop thing. I'm talking about actual bacon. What? You're so jumpy. Where to get the best bacon ever? Up next on Food Fight Radio on KCBQ.
For over 7 years, Modern Dentistry, the office of Dr. Amir Majavar and his friendly professional team members, have been providing quality and affordable care to San Diegans all over the county, specializing in state-of-the-art cosmetic and family dentistry, including children ages 3 and up, porcelain crowns, veneers and lumineers, Invisalign, teeth whitening, and metal-free restorations. Rest assured the care you'll receive will be with the utmost precision and quality, and provided in a caring, nurturing, and virtually pain-free environment. Having completed a residency in cosmetic dentistry and over 200 successful Invisalign cases, Dr. Majavar is highly trained to create a beautiful smile just for you. Their office is designed with comfortable chairs, ceiling-mounted TVs, and noise-canceling headphones. Call Modern Dentistry and see what a difference a healthy, beautiful smile can make in your life. Go to sdmoderndentistry.com or call 858-259-4765. 858-259-4765.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa. Hand-tossed with the freshest ingredients. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiramesa.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Welcome back to Food Fight Radio, folks.
I know you're over bacon, Marcus, and you think it's overdone and run its course. And why do you think I keep bringing it up?
Yeah, because it irks me.
Because it irks you. So this one's for you.
Okay, cool.
The best bacon to be had this side of the slaughterhouse.
Is any of it back bacon?
I think so.
Okay, cool.
How sick are you of the bacon movement, by the way? I haven't asked you for an update on that for some time.
I've stayed blissfully ignorant of what's going on right now.
So you feel that there are better things for us to be talking about to the folks listening than bacon?
I think there's best things for me to do with my life than focus on things I don't like.
Interesting. Well, we're going to talk about bacon anyway, so it's my show. When you get your own show, you can talk about vegan meatballs and polenta and ethically farmed coffee beans and your feelings. This is Food Fight, not food feelings. Bacon. It's not out. It's in. Everything. And here is the best kind and why. Top 10 best bacons known to man. And there are some people who don't eat it, but we don't care about them and we hope they're not listening. Bacon, if you're a normal person, you start talking about bacon and people start kind of drooling. It's almost like a Pavlovian thing. People will get out of bed early on a weekend morning to get their hands on some bacon. Simply reading this list of bacons may warrant a bib. And putting this together kind of made me very hungry also. For the good of all mankind, we took a look at many different kinds of bacon. We looked at some sources online. We agree with their practices. And we put together this list. So, Burgers Smokehouse Applewood Country Bacon. Country bacon. It's great. It takes a long time to make it. It's a slow cure. There's a rub of salt, cane sugar, spices to absorb and penetrate the pork. It's got a ton of flavor into each slice, and people just love it. It's slightly sweet, and it mellows out with applewood smoke. Not cheap, about $46 for 4 16-ounce packages. Go to smokehouse.com. NCSmokehouse.com is what that went in. NC, North Carolina, I imagine.
Okay.
Yeah. Number two, North County Smokehouse apple with cottage bacon. Cottage bacon. Not made with cottage cheese.
Oh, good.
It's not made in a cottage.
Well, that's just a lie.
It's made from the center of the pork butt.
Mm.
Rather from the, not from the fatty belly. The center of the pork butt. This is, it's leaner than traditional bacon, but more intensely flavored than Canadian bacon, which for anyone listening is a little round slab of ham. Can't call it bacon. It's ham. It's fancy ham.
Ham. Yeah, that's all it is.
Go to Canada and ask for some Canadian bacon. You're not going to be getting bacon. You're going to get ham.
Can I have some Canadian bacon, eh? I'm in Canada.
How's it going, eh?
Going
I am Canadian. And
hey.
I like Canadian bacon in a sandwich. I don't even like it fried and on my breakfast plate. I prefer real, honest-to-goodness bacon. It's got a little bit of a sweetness on its own. It looks a little bit more like salami than bacon, but it works on a burger because it's round.
It's round.
It's bacon you can put on a burger, baby.
I'd try that, made from the shoulder.
See? It's pretty good. And, you know, that's North County Smokehouse Applewood Bacon. Expensive. All these things are expensive. Every single one of these things that I'm talking about is expensive. Nothing here is cheap. If you really want good bacon, you're going to pay for it.
Oh, yeah.
It, you know, pretty penny. Beeler's uncured garlic pepper bacon.
Meh.
Uncured. It's the royalty of bacons. It's not a got a gimmicky flavor. It's just flavorings, natural flavorings to enhance and complement the pork. That's why they call it uncured. It's just fatty enough and just salty enough. It has a very light garlic flavor, and it works very well in sautéed vegetables. In case you're a vegetarian and you want to start making your land use a little bit more efficient.
I'll send it with your kale.
You and kale. You're obsessed with kale.
I love kale. It's nice. It's full.
That was one of the smoothie ingredients we failed to mention earlier when we were talking about avocado, is that you like to put kale in stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my wife won't have it, though. I need to make her
well, what's
smoothie,
wrong with it?
And then I put the kale in mine. It's just too green for her.
Too green?
Too green tasting.
Oh, not it looking. Tastes too green.
Yes.
All right.
She does not like the flavor of a hearty, leafy vegetable.
Green has a flavor now, folks.
Oh, yeah.
And it's kale.
Kale.
The flavor is kale. Yeah. Call it something else. I got another four-letter word for kale. Yeesh. Not allowed to say it on the radio, though.
Oh, I thought it was yeesh.
Yeesh? Is that E-E? Okay, that's four. That's four letters. Yeah. So the uncured garlic pepper bacon, that's baconfreak.com. It's $14 for 12 ounces.
Jeez.
It's very pricey.
Yeah.
But it's kind of a, it's like a simple kind of a bacon. It's not an overdressed.
They don't do much to it, so they can charge you more.
Exactly. That's the whole thing, right? The whole underdone food movement is like deconstructing something and then charging someone more for it.
Here's a potted plant. This is your salad. Can I please have $20 for it?
Yeah, you think you're kidding. You think that's funny, but that's actually something that happens. Surrey Farms all-natural dry-cured bacon. These are Berkshire hogs, and they're kind of the Kim Kardashian of the bacon. You know,
so they have big butts, and they're in everybody's business.
I was gonna say way more popular than Khloe or Kourtney. Unfortunately, she is the most popular one. This is the Kim Kardashian of the Kardashian tribe. This particular bacon. This one gets the most attention. Berkshire pork is more attractive, more robust, and more voluptuous.
Did it make a tape?
I don't think so.
Okay, good.
Okay, maybe it's not the Kim Kardashian. Haven't seen it, never will. That's why Surrey Farms bacon tastes so good, is because these pigs are more voluptuous. They have more fat in all the right places, folks. You want your pig fat in the right places.
Of course you do.
The finished bacon is more buttery. And it's got a salt kick, because all bacon should have a salt kick. It's not overdone on the salt, and very meaty. So it's the voluptuous Kardashian of the bacon world,
mm-hmm.
which I'm going to be buying, by the way. I will have that with eggs, you know, the non-organic ones. Like a real cheap egg with, like, the world's most expensive bacon.
So your bacon tastes that much better. You're like, oh, here's my egg.
Right, because,
ooh, there's my bacon.
Right, because your egg is so eh.
It's like the bridesmaids wearing ugly dresses so the bride looks better.
Right. Which, who wouldn't do that? If you had the option.
Everybody does do that.
Yeah. Actually, I've been to a few weddings and you're right. I've never seen that not done. And usually I just say, hey, you want to be in the wedding party? No, I don't.
No, I want to look good.
So I want to look good and I want to sit. you're going to be standing up there in front of hundreds of people in the world's ugliest dress. Why would you? Why is that? That's not an honor. That's not something that people who care about you would do to you.
It's an honor because you're supporting your friend in their special day.
Yeah, when they, you know what happens is they lock their knees when they're standing there giving their vows, and then they pass out, and then you see this stuff on TV. You know what I always notice every single time? No one catches them. No one. And
they're bored. They're not even watching what's going on. They're like,
they don't even crumple. The dress is so stiff that they can't even crumple to the ground. They're like a tree that's been felled. It's like, a timber crash. Their bridesmaids all lined up. They could catch them if they wanted to. They don't. No one ever catches these people, and it's because that's what they get. You put your wonderful friends and all these horrible, you know, we're getting off track here, but it's not an experience one would enjoy, is what I'm saying. We already talked about the Surrey Farms Farmland Thick Sliced Hickory Smoked Bacon. If you like hickory smoked bacon, Farmland is the best one. They're very thick slices. They cook up very crispy, but they have that nice chewiness where the fat is kind of raised just right, and it kind of dissolves when you're chewing it. It doesn't just stay a rubbery fat thing that you wind up having to chew and then spit out the flavor is purportedly really, really good. It's got a hint of sweetness, and it's not too salty. These are kind of pricey. It's not nearly as bad as the Kim Kardashian one. They're $8 for 12 ounces.
Oh, that's not so bad.
That's not so bad. But they're very thick, though. It's got that nice couture designer bacon look and feel because it's just really thick. You know someone made a special purchase from a special store because normally bacon is super thin.
Yes.
So unless you're getting a whole lump of pig and slicing it yourself, this is the next
best
thing.
Which I recommend.
Which, and I've done.
Yeah.
Which is fun, by the way, because you only get really good bacon when you do that. And so you slice it yourself, assuming you're any good with a knife.
Yeah.
And, you know, we are. You guys may not be. Get your buddy with knife skills over to your house and have him do it. Because you will wind up with some really nice thick slices. What's the maximum amount of thickness you'd say go on that one?
Jeez. I'd say quarter inch.
I'd say quarter inch or just shy of a quarter inch. Never go thicker.
No.
Never, ever go
thicker.
Unless
you're making gordons, which are little kind of square pieces of bacon fat that go in salads.
And the best way to cook these things, folks, low heat, long cook. If you put high heat, fast cook, the thicker slices, they won't cook.
No. So they'll be burnt on the outside, gushy in the middle.
They'll be burnt. You'll ruin the flavor. And then the fat, which is supposed to be all dreamy and melty and wonderful and tasty, will be thick, chewy, and cartilaginous. It'll be like shark fin on your plate. Why? Just why? Why would
you
do that?
Do they make shark fin bacon?
Well,
I'd try that.
It's supposed to be good for your moyo.
My moyo?
Your moyo. That's how the, we're making a kid movie reference here, but Happy Feet?
Yes.
The Robin Williams penguin?
Yes.
The little guy who was kind of like the little Latin king penguin? That's how he talked. Yeah, it's your mojo, but he would say it's your moyo. You're ruining my moyo.
You're ruining my moyo.
Yeah. What's that?
No, nothing. Go ahead.
M.H. Homemade cured bacon. You don't have to really make your own bacon here. it's an easy recipe. Really, it is. It's just Google that M.H. Homemade bacon. You can get a piece of a side of pork and you can make bacon yourself.
Oh yeah,
it's easy. You can also rub it down with
sugar, salt, sugar, spices.
Maple sugar, also a good idea. They make artificial maple flavoring. You can put that on there, too. Some spices, lots of pepper, people. Put some nice fresh ground pepper on there. It's always good. And Nueski's Thick Sliced Peppered Bacon. It's thick sliced and it's peppered.
Oh, wow.
What? What?
What? Both those at once?
I can't handle that much coolness in one place. Nueski's is spelled Nueske. Nueski's. So hours of smoking over Wisconsin applewood. In your face flavor. Ridiculous. Very nice peppery taste without overdoing it, but it's really awesome. Great thing to put on a BLT. Put put chopped up pieces in a goat cheese omelet, maybe mixed with any kind of cheese, actually, because really any kind of bacon goes with any kind of cheese. Really. That's $23 for 32 ounces at Nueski's.com. Not that bad.
Not that bad.
Not that bad.
2 pounds, yeah.
D'Artagnan, like the Musketeer.
Nice.
Uncured smoked duck bacon.
I'd try that.
Duck. It's duck bacon.
I've recently had rabbit bacon. Meh.
Rabbits have an area on them that's fatty enough to turn into bacon?
Small, but yeah. Well, it was a little chewy.
Small bacon.
Yeah.
Small, chewy bacon. Where's the fun in that?
Well, and it fries up nice, but you know, when you roast it, it's...
I'm sure it's very pretty, but I still don't want to eat it. That doesn't sound exciting at all. Rabbits.
Rabbits
are they're going to be the new chicken. They are. On a future show, we're going to be talking about the logistics of that and trying to get people involved in the process of turning rabbits into the new chicken. It's going to be a food adventure. Dark, meaty strips of duck. They're not quite as delectable as a pig.
No.
They're made from duck breasts that are smoked over wood chips, and it's subtly smoky, savory. You know, anyone that eats it, you can tell it's not average bacon. It's not normal bacon, and I don't think you could convince people that it's bacon. But, you know, it does have a nice, dreamy flavor. And duck fat is very velvety.
Yes.
So that's going to come through. And when you cook that, when you fry it up, it's got the salt. It's been smoked a little bit. And, of course, it's not cured. But if you, it'll kind of satisfy your bacon fix, and it's something kind of designer. So if you're making a fancy breakfast or brunch for relatives, that's a good way to go. And then in my family, I would probably also serve that with some foie gras.
There you go.
And maybe some duck eggs from a local farmer's market to really go all out on the duck.
All out.
I mean, I go at my food with like almost
you
a...
and all of your family.
Yeah, exactly. See, the duck and the duck's kids. We've taken them all out.
Yes.
But at least we're being efficient. Right? We're not wasting anything.
No.
It's almost a Native American approach to food. We like to eat all parts of the animal and make sure that they get responsibly used. I think that's noble. Don't you? No? He's not impressed.
No. Not unless you have duck eyes in there somewhere.
Bleh. $13 for 8 ounces.
Yeah, that's one of the most expensive ones so far, yeah.
8 ounces is not a lot.
No, 13, that's, what is that, $26 a pound.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yes.
It's D'Artagnan.com. If you don't know how to spell it, we don't care. Bacon tastes good. Hickory smoked peppered bacon. That's bacon.com. Bacon.
Bacon.
B-A-C-N, bacon.com. Right? That's when little babies are learning how to say bacon. They say, I want bacon.
I want bacon.
That's what they say. And that's this one is very meaty. It's Kentucky-based, family-run company.
Very imaginative name. Bacon tastes good.
They don't put any water in their product. The weight you see is the weight you get. Hand-rubbed with coarse black pepper. Bold, fresh, kind of zingy. And it's $20 for 14 ounces. At Bacon. Say that one more time with me.
Bacon.com.
And last but not least, number 10. Lobel's Double Hickory Smoked Slab. You cut it yourself.
I love that.
I love that. And you can make thicker pieces and push it off as a pork belly. There's pork belly in this soup.
Yep.
No, just we cut our own bacon. Supposed to be very tasty. The family that's been doing this, the Lobel family, has been butchering this bacon for more than 170 years.
Wowzers.
That's a really long time. Uh-huh. I want to get these people on the phone and ask them if, in their experience, bacon makes you live longer. Because they should know, right? Their family's been making it. I mean,
yeah.
Of course they're eating it. You know they're drinking the Kool-Aid. But I really like chopping up my own bacon. I think it's a lot of fun. It's $35 for one slab, which is approximately 2.5 pounds.
That's not so bad.
That's not that bad. And that's Lobels.com.
Lobel.
L-O-B-E-L-S. So what do you think about that? Top 10 bacons makes you hungry, doesn't it?
There's no back bacon on there.
Well, tough.
There's butt bacon.
There's butt bacon. There's duck bacon. There's cut your
duck
own bacon.
Duck bacon.
Duck bacon. Not butt bacon. Duck bacon. Quack, quack.
Well, yeah, butt and duck.
And then there's bacon.
And there's bacon.
See? We filled all the bacon requirements.
There we go.
Now I'm hungry. When we come back, we'll be reviewing a great, tasty, and local Thai restaurant, Taste of Thai, with locations all over Southern California. You'll find one near you, and we'll tell you what makes them great. when we come back to Food Fight Radio after this.
For over 7 years, Modern Dentistry, the office of Dr. Amir Majavar and his friendly professional team members, have been providing quality and affordable care to San Diegans all over the county, specializing in state-of-the-art cosmetic and family dentistry, including children ages 3 and up, porcelain crowns, veneers and lumineers, Invisalign, teeth whitening, and metal-free restorations. Rest assured the care you'll receive will be with the utmost precision and quality, and provided in a caring, nurturing, and virtually pain-free environment. Having completed a residency in cosmetic dentistry and over 200 successful Invisalign cases, Dr. Majavar is highly trained to create a beautiful smile just for you. Their office is designed with comfortable chairs, ceiling-mounted TVs, and noise-canceling headphones. Call Modern Dentistry and see what a difference a healthy, beautiful smile can make in your life. Go to sdmoderndentistry.com or call 858-259-4765. 858-259-4765.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa. Hand-tossed with the freshest ingredients. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiramesa.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Welcome back to Food Fight Radio. And Marcus, why do they call them eggplants?
Because I have no idea. They look like duck eggs.
I get that they're plants, but they don't look like eggs.
Duck eggs. When they have those aged duck eggs, they have the same color.
Okay, eggplants, they're really elongated.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's maybe sort of duck egg
marketing.
Like, but that's just marketing?
I assume now just marketing.
There's no egg in it.
Nope.
Not
but they
at
wanted
all.
People to think.
It doesn't
ooh.
Taste like an egg. You know what no. it does? It makes my tongue itch, actually. And there's a lot of people who react to the
yeah,
eggplant meat.
It's a nightshade family, so a lot of people are slightly allergic.
Great, it's poison.
Yes.
No wonder
yes.
it stinks.
I don't like eggplant.
I mean, it's in Ratatouille.
Yeah, it's in, I like it. I like frying it.
I don't like the tongue itching. I don't dig it. I hate it when my tongue starts to itch. It makes me feel like I'm eating something that's going to kill me. That's not cool. So, Taste of Thai. We visited the Del Mar location in San Diego, and looking at the menu, you will see some things that you recognize, and then you'll see some things that you don't. You've seen Mikrob before, but have you ever really tried it? It's unique. It's crispy, fried, kind of plasticky-looking styrofoam noodles. Looks like something you'd pack a shipping box with a kind of a sweet and sour sauce. Very tasty. We ordered the Tom Yum Soup. And if you understand something about Thai soup, you'll be more comfortable with it. Thai soup has many ingredients, a lot of which that are really not meant to be eaten. They're in there to flavor the broth and are meant to be avoided while eating. They leave them in the bowl upon serving because they're pretty. So you got to take all those out before you actually start eating the soup. I tend to kind of get into it, you know, and knowing me, I'll kind of bite down on a weird root or a shrimp head or something and probably break my tooth one of these days, but odd twigs and sticks and stuff all goes into the complex flavor of this smooth tropical coconut chili lime soup. Very, very tasty. They put chicken in it. They put shrimp in it. It comes a lot of different ways. You can even put beef or pork in it. I recommend the chicken or the shrimp. The beef and pork just don't go well in this soup, in my opinion. If you really wanted to get adventurous, you could ask them to put in all four. Maybe throw in a scallop or two to make it fun. Really, that's like surf and turf. The curries are exotic and complex and include a combination of several kinds of seafood you normally don't get to see together in one dish. The pork with spicy peanut sauce and is smooth and terrific, and they have a tangy and fresh glass noodle salad. For those of you that are unfamiliar with glass noodles, they're also called cellophane noodles, and I believe they're also called bean thread. The clear ones, that I just love them, with a chili lime sauce and pieces of tender poached chicken. Great food, great prices, and they have a fried banana dessert with coconut ice cream that will put out the fire on your tongue. You can always count on real Thai flavors here. You'll get a mixture of sweet, sour, hot, spicy, a little bit of bitter, and a healthy dose of fish sauce, which if you are not familiar with, then you are missing out. And Chef Marcus here knows that it's one of my very favorite ingredients. The Del Mar location also has this cool lighting display built into the ceiling. It's got these color-changing stars and a recessed colored lighting system. Kind of changes color the whole time while you're eating. Kind of looks like you're in the middle of a storm. Also, the decor is kind of like the inside of a genie's lamp. Purple, velvet, pointy, and trimmed with gold. I like to eat here about once a month, even though the menu doesn't really seem to change very often. But it's really nice to have a few standby dishes that I can always count on to be delicious on the rare occasion that I'm not feeling adventurous. Taste of Thai has locations all up the Southern California coast, and I'm sure there's one near you. Visit them soon. You'll be glad you did.
And now for your moment of clarification.
Folks, I don't understand why a chocolate dessert should include raspberries or other kinds of annoying berries with the pesky seeds or the odd tart flavor that always seems to conflict with the sweet, enveloping awesomeness that is a well-done chocolate dessert. Intrusions of that type spoil the dessert. Leave the chocolate alone. It was doing fine by itself. I mean, here I am, innocently sitting at my table, waiting for a nice chocolate Bombay or ganache or layered something with a side of an even more thick chocolate sauce to arrive, and I find that some putz in the kitchen, also known as the executive chef, has decided to show off his years of culinary school by throwing a bunch of raspberries around. I wouldn't want a bunch of chocolate in my strawberry shortcake, would you? No. Ergo, I don't need a bunch of raspberries, which are too tart and therefore make the smoothness of the chocolate degrade and become too bitter, hanging with my chocolate diet suicide cake. Chocolate cake is called chocolate cake for a reason. It's chocolate. Leave it alone. Who else agrees with me that good chocolate can stick up for itself, that it can hold its own, that it doesn't need the help of some sissy raspberries to defend its turf? Right? Put the raspberries in a sorbet, if you must, and serve them to the all-female table over there in the corner, or put them in a bowl and decorate the table. But please, don't spoil my wonderful chocolate. Hey, chef, you want to coddle your ego? Weave the berries into fabric and make a raspberry hat. Be as creative as you want, but stop messing with my chocolate. By the way, all you people who dip strawberries into liquefied chocolate, wait for it to cool, and then eat the whole thing, ought to have your heads examined. Why do you do this? Drink the chocolate before it cools, and then put the strawberries on your kid's cereal. And while we're at it, nuts have no business in ice cream. Ice cream should be creamy. Nuts interrupt the whole creamy idea. Chunks of nuts don't belong in ice cream. Put them in a little Waterford Crystal candy dish and stick them up your nose for all I care. But leave my ice cream alone. And in general, chefs, you little... I need the constant ego stroking to make me feel like all that money I spent on culinary school was worth it. Napoleon complex chefs, please stop screwing with my desserts. Tune in next week to Food Fight Radio for what to do with all those leftover eggs we've encouraged you to color. Why do people like black licorice and neat things you can do with it? How to trick food into keeping you young and the stew that'll make you rue the day.
Yuck. Yuck.
Food
yuck.
Humor. Plus, tasty tips and food politics, all next week on Food Fight Radio on KCBQ. This is Claire Katz reminding you that sushi is just raw fish.
Bad things coming twos, but I never.
Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by Fran Vest International, Inc.